Oh, little Alan flunked his test.
Well, where do you think you made a mistake then?
I made a mistake in presuming that the self-interest of organizations, specifically banks and others, were such as that they were best capable of protecting their own shareholders.
If the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, missed the financial meltdown and a global bank collapse, who cares if he can balance a checkbook?
Financial expertise and financial literacy. The experts got tested back in 2008. They didn't do too well. Now the rest of us get tested in a global assessment of financial literacy. Biggest economy in the world? Pick up your number two pencils. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of financial literacy as, I kid you not, the world gets ready to be tested. Beth Kobliner will have the story a little bit later on this Tuesday, February 8th.
First, though, let's get a check of the top headlines. It is the 15th day of protests. Demonstrators in Cairo's central Tahrir Square are calling for a new push to oust Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The protesters' lines have been gradually pushed back by the army, but thousands of people still occupy the square. Human Rights Watch says nearly 300 people have been killed in Cairo, Suez, and Alexandria since the protests began. Joining us now from Alexandria is Zakaria Hamdi from the BBC's Arabic service. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've heard that the protesters, thousands of protesters, are still present in Cairo. Is it the same situation in Alexandria?
Yes, but they plan it in a different way. Every day after in the afternoon, they start gathering in certain areas. Today, they are planning to gather in two main areas, Al-Qaeda Ibrahim and Sidi Besh. And then they are going to move to certain areas. They divide the areas on a daily basis so that they move demonstrations across the city. So they are trying to urge more people to join the demonstrations.
Would you say, I mean, obviously all the protesters in both cities are unified in that they want Hosni Mubarak to step down. But other than that, are there other things that unify these protests, or are these two relatively kind of distinct groups of people?
Actually, they have many other demands in addition to the one regarding the departure of President Mubarak. They call for political reforms. They call for dissolving parliament. They call for holding free and fair elections, for improvement of life. So many other things, social and economic, plus the political demands, are common among both demonstrations in Cairo and Alexandria and also other cities.
Zakaria Hamdi from the BBC's Arabic service speaking to us live from Alexandria. Thanks so much.
So hours after he was released by Egyptian authorities, Google executive Wael Ghanim confirmed he was the man behind an anonymous Facebook page that rallied protesters in Egypt's uprising. After 12 days in detention, he's become the movement's latest hero. Federal government posted a $53 billion budget deficit in January, according to the Congressional Budget Office. That brings the total deficit for the first 4 months of the fiscal year to $424 billion. Tax revenue in the current budget makes up 14.8% of the country's gross domestic product. That's the lowest level since 1950.
Meanwhile, President Obama spoke to the nation's top business lobby, the Chamber of Commerce, yesterday. His speech came on the same day when the Republican House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa released nearly 2,000 pages of documents from businesses laying out the government regulations that they most strongly object to.
Toyota posted a 39% drop in its third quarter profits. The world's top-selling automaker has raised its expectations for the fiscal year, though. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,161. The S&P begins at 1,319. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,783.
Well, it's time to have that very difficult talk with your kids. Not the one about the birds and the bees. The ones about checks and balances, zeros, financial literacy. Tell us about whether or not your kids know enough about money. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk later.